Monday night, Daf Yomi. We're learning Sanhedrin, and we're up to Daf Gimel on the Beis, and that's where we'll be starting from. The Gemara said, well, we'll start with the Tanur Rabbanan again, just to give continuity. The second of the large lines in the bottom of the Amud, Tanur Rabbanan Dinim Amudus Bishlosha, Rabbi Yomi Bachamisha, Kadeshi Yigomer Hadin Bishlosha. So we explain, the Gemara really speaks out. It's a funny lashon. It sounds like you can't be going with the din with three. You have to be going with the din. So you need five. What's wrong with three? Milagomar dina betray, you could be going with the din with two. It's mashma, there's like a technical problem. So the Gemara, Rashi says, Kadeshi Yigomer Hadinim Yachluku Shiye Shlosha Ro B'Neilach Achreyem. So we explained yesterday that this sad, which is not lamaskana, that there's no such sad lamaskana, but this sad is saying that the psak bezdin is not, the psak bezdin always has to emanate from three. Lamaskana, it emanates from three even if there's a 2-to-1 vote. But in this side of the Gemara, it emanates from three if three say that psak. So that's why you need five, so that three would say that psak. Al Muksavar, at this point, he holds, we say, that tlosa, that Rebbe holds, tlosa kiksidi begemar din iksidi, that the din of three is begemar din. Magadapur Rababu, it's a very strong lashon. It actually means to curse, literally, but it means he expressed himself very strongly. What? Yeah. Elamayato teisan evin gedola tzricha elamayato dekroy begemar din kaimi, that when we learn out the numerical, the number of a beznin, it's talking about the psak emanating from that number, and that means the gemar din has to have that many people saying that gemar din. So Sanhedrin Gedolo would need Tzichameyot Varboim Ve'echod 141 Kidei Shei Gomer Adin B'Shivim Ve'echod. Rashi Elamai Taimel Yamatachi, and you don't find that he holds like that. Utahei Sanhedrin Ketana, the Gemara says Tzricha Arboim V'Chamisha Kidei Shei Gomer Adin B'Shlosha V'Esrim, and he doesn't hold that. Ella Mai Esfali Shivim Ish Amarachmana Mishas Asifa Shivim. The makeup of the Bezdin, not the Psak Din. The makeup of the Bezdin has to be 70. And Bishoftu Aida Vitsilo Aida Nami, that's the 23 Pasuk, Mishas Shvitas Aida. The judging has to be with that number. Achinami, we would then follow along. Probably be Hochanami. Probably what do they change? That's what they change it to? No? I would say Hochanami. Hochanami here also should be. I probably said Hey Nun. I'm surprised those of you didn't catch that. Hochanami, Vinikam Alabai says, Hoalui Kim, Mishas Kriba Shlosha. Rashi, the Esfali, although Kamala Lukhulam Milsa Velosh and Kushin. This is all part of the question. Like Elamai Esfali, Mishas Asifa. Bishoftu Aidu Bialfinim and Aidu Masisan Chav Gimelus and Hedrin Katana. So Benikam Baba Baisal Hualohim, Bialfinim and Aidu Mishas Krima Kamar. Yeah? So that's not the Pshat and Rebbe. Ella, in the time of the Rebbe, that you need five for every Dini Mominus, Asher Yashir and Elohim, Trey, that's two. He holds it to Lashon Rabbim, Yarshiu and Lashon Rabbim. Now, Elohim itself, it's not a Lashon Rabbim, even though technically it's a Lashon Rabbim, but it doesn't signify plurality. As we know, it's usually Hashem's name, and it certainly doesn't signify plurality. It's a Lashon of Svara, and it's like the royal we, which uses a plurality form, so that's why Elohim, Hashem's name, is plurality. You'll see Rashi, by Yosef's brothers, there's a pasuk, Diber Adonai Ha'oretz Itanu Koshos. So Rashi says Adonai is a Lashon Rabbim because it's a Lashon of Adnus, of Srara, and the Lashon Srara many times takes on a plural form. I'm saying what we call the royal we, and Rashi gives Elohim, the same Hashem as an example of, it's a grammatical device, in other words. So, I mean, so the Shema Hashem Elokim, which is plurality, is merely a grammatical quirk, call it, that this Lashon takes on. So that's what Rashi here is saying. Even when Elohim doesn't refer to Hashem, it refers to the Beis Din, but it's a Lashon of Srora for us. So now the Gemara is saying it's a Lashon, it's Yarshiyun. That's the Lashon Rabban. They're not bringing a Raya from the Lashon Elohim, but from the Lashon Yarshiyun, which is the Lashon Rabban. So the Gemara says, Nemar Elohim Lamata, the Nemar Elohim Lamala. Lamata is Asher Yarshiyun Elohim. Lamala is Adam Elohim Yavod Devar Shneya. Who the Nikra of Lokal Chashim, the very first Pasuk, V'nikra Balabais Elohim, it doesn't count. The Kosover Ein Dorshin Chilos, we had that yesterday, that when you're counting off repetitions in order to make a numerical counting, you don't count the first one. That's like the Bufe Yitzchak. So that doesn't count. It's not in the count. It's not in the drasha of how many you need. So Nemar Elohim Lamata, Nemar Elohim Lamala, Malamata Shnayim, because of Yarshiyun, Aflamala Shnayim. The Ein Beis Din Shakul, so you have four, and now you have Ein Beis Din Shakul, Masifan Aleihem Oid Echad, Sarei Kan Chamisha. So that's where Rebbe's source is this pasuk. For Rabbonon, Yarshiyun Ksiv, meaning it's a Ksiv. The Ksiv is without the Vav, so that's like a remez. We follow the Ksiv, and it's like a remez in the Torah that we're trying, that it's not a plurality. Yarshiyun. Whenever you have a Ksiv and a Kri, so you have to read the Ksiv as the Ksiv, right? So that's, you follow the Ksiv, and the Ksiv can easily be read as a Lashon Yochid, standing for only one Dayan. As I said, Elohim is not the point. The point is the word Yarshiyun. So you follow the Ksiv. Now we go on a tour through Shas, because we go off on the subject of Yeshem LeMikra and Yeshem LeMesoras. What do we follow? What's the Iker? When there's two ways, when the Mikra is different than the Soros, meaning the way it was set over to write, that's what it means from the Soros. So which is the Iker? What do you follow when you're making drushes? If they contradict each other, if they give different implications. Amrav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amrav Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Roatz, Uvei Shammai, Reb Shimon, Reb Akiva, which we'll see each one, Kulos Firli Yeshem LeMikra, Rashi, Besar Kriya Azlinon, Dehu Iker. The word A means mother. I mean, that's the Iker. That's the source. That's what you follow. Rabbi of the Amorah. Rabbi is just what we just had. That follow. Now, not everybody's going to hold up everybody else's drasha, because there's other factors too. But they all, you see them holding Yeshem LeMikra. Rabbi of the Amorah, actually says Yeshiyun Krinon, that you go both to the Kri, which is the plural. Rabbi Dibin Royitz, the Tanya, Shalot Hamidim is Rabbi Dibin Royitz, Ekra Nishivim, how many days is she Tomei, if she gives birth to an Akeba? Ekra Nihoni Likros, the Tomo Shivim, Kinidosa. Ralo Ksiv Shmuayim Mole. It doesn't, the Ksiv is Shivim. Yachote Yoledus Nakeba Tomeo Shivim. Amalayan Timei V'Tier B'Zachar, because you made Tum and you made Tara, Tomei B'Zachar Shivas Yamim, V'Tier Shloshim U'Shloshes Yamim, V'Timei V'Tier B'Nekeva, Mach Shatir B'Zachar B'Nekeva Kiflayim, you have 33 and 66, Ask Shatimei B'Zachar that she's Tomei B'Nekeva Kiflayim, so that'll be Shruayim. Rashi B'Timei B'Nekeva L'Shruayim, the tier shishim yom b'sheishes yomim kiflayim the tumah the yoledes zocher shiva the tumah the yoledes zocher shiva hilchos the nekeva shvayim leacher sheyotzu after the Talmidim left, Yotza Umachzer Achreihem, he went looking for them. Bamalem Yotam Skukim Lakach, you don't have to, you don't need the drasha that I told you. Shvuayim Kriinan, we know what the Kri is. V'yeshem L'mikra. So that's Yeshem L'mikra. You don't need a drasha to give you the right limud in the pasuk. We know what the Kri is in Yeshem L'mikra. Even though it should have been written differently. So the Ksiv is a different way. That's called the Ksiv is a different than the Kri. Beishamai Ditznan. Beishamai Yomrim. Kolan Ditznan was Beachachitzon. Ola Ushlamim. Whoever's Dam in Israel. And there was Beachachitzon. Rashi says, Ola Ushlamim Osham. They are all Tu'unim. Shnei Matonu Shein Arba. Right, in the two corners, two opposite diagonal corners of the Mizbeach, that's where you throw the dam. Shenosnam b'matono echos, if he did it b'matono echos, sheninam b'matono echos, kiper. Yechsev the dams v'lchecha yishofech, Rashi says, shvicho achas b'mashma, so that's the drosha. U'b'chatos, which needs v'chatchilo, arba matonos al arba kronos, on the top of the Mizbeach, Shtei matonos, you need at least two, otherwise no good. Uvisul oimrim af bechatos, shenosno du matono achas, keep there. Tomer avunu my time of the Beishamai. Kronos, areikan sheish. We'll see the Rashi in a minute, where it says these words. But if you go basa the mikra, so karnos, even though they don't all say it with a vav, even though here it's, they printed them all with a vav, but they don't say them all with a vav, that's why it's going to be a difference. But we say them all as karnos, rather than karnas, and therefore that's 6, 2, 4, 6, according to the Kri. So arba la mitzvah, v'shtayim la'akev. Rashi, v'chato shem mizbeach achitzon, ksiv b'ksiv, these words. The Sora Denosi, Siv Karnas Choser, Karnos Choser without the Vav. The Kivsa Diyachid, Siv Karnos Molei. The Siva Diyachid, Siv Karnas Choser. Avul Hanak the Parkoin Mashiach, the Helim Dobor, the Mizbeach Apanimi Ksiv. You sprinkle their dam on the Mizbeach Apanimi. We're talking about Karbonos that are brought on the Mizbeach Achitza. For Hosom Kulimode, the Matona Achaz on the Akavis plan. You say Yezel Mekomen in the morning, you know that. Natana Achas Mehem Miyakodis. Ubeisham, okay. Semicolon. Now Rashi explains, Ubeishamai, Aslu Basar Kriya. So you have 2, 4, 6. Arba Lemitzvah, Shtayim La'akev. Ubeisil Loimrim, Karnos, Karnas, Karnas. It says it twice. The Ksiv is without the Vav. So it's like it says it's 4. Arei Kan Arba. Gimel Lemitzvah, V'achas la'akev. V'emu kulu l'mitzvah, l'beisilu kulu l'mitzvah, tol kulu tzvichu l'michtav l'mitzvah. V'ikiv d'chadu minolu, if you're counting out all of those that it has to say for the preferred way to do it, so then really if you only have 4, so you don't have an extra one, then anything should be re-kuba. That's why we said, according to Beishamai, 4 and 2. So Mapitom like Beisilu, all of a sudden you're cheating. You're saying 3 and 1. You should say 4 and 0. That none are la'akev. They will pull the mitzvah. The Gemara says, Kapor b'kedi lo yashkechon. Emo, the end of the last Rashi. So let me say, Abu Bishalono san klum kiper. So the Gemara says, b'kedi b'loy klum, that you can say. So the psukim have to be structured that there's at least one l'ikuvah. Okay. Rav Shimon. So you have so far the yesh eim l'mikra of Yarshiun without the vav, the yesh eim l'mikra of Shvuayim, and the yesh eim l'mikra of Karnos. Rav Shimon. The Tanya Shtayim Kilchosim by a Sukkah, Shleimos. Kilchosim means all 7 Tfachim. Ushlish is Afilu Tefach. Verum Yud Tfachim has to be 10 Tfachim high. We're talking about the length, not the height. The width could be anything. If Shimon Omer Sholosh Kehilchoson, Revius Afilu Tefach. The Ma'akamet Lagi, Rabbanon Savi Yeshemu Nesores, Shenim Shruk Tzivoso Lekosvo Chaseira, Rav Shimon Savi Yeshemu Mikro. And now the Gemara will explain. Rabbanon Savi Yeshemu Nesores, Pasukas, Pasukas, Pasukos. Says it once with a vav and twice without a vav. We're talking about the second vav. Harei Kan Arba, 1, 2, 3, 4. Dal Chad Pro Legufe, Poshaluhu Tlas. So Yochsov Alocha LeMoishim Yisinai, Gurato LeShlishos. It knocks, it ratchets the third one down. Bukum to Atef. Rashi, there is a Alocha LeMoishim Yisinai about the Mechitza. The Amrin and also Mechitza is Alocha LeMoishim Yisinai. Ubukminin law that it's talking about Legroa LeDofanasya. So if the Pesukim talk about three walls, Alocha LeMoishim Yisinai ratchets down the third. So that, but that's all good that we only talked about four walls, then it's three, and then it's two and a tefach. If you talk about yeshem v'mesores, Rav Shimon Sobar that yeshem v'mikra, so you're always reading it pasukos, teish v'shivas yomim, kolezak v'shel yeshem v'pasukos, manegu d'ra seven ki pasukos, v'shavkin z'mei Yisrael, harikad sheish. Dal chad pro legufe, toshuluhu arba, asoyuch, so grato le revius, ratchets down the fourth one, look me a tefach, so now you have three and a tefach. So that's the machlokas on the common of Shimon. Again, yeshem le mikra, yeshem le mesoris. The vikiva, the tanya, vikiva oimer, minayin le revius dam, sheyotza mishneimes, the revius dam is metame, hami ba'oel. So Bekiva says, even if it's a reveals down from two mesim, Shemitami Bo'ayol, Shenemar, I'll call Nafshos Mes, Lo Yovo, that's the Mikra is Nafshos, Hainu Dam de Ikri Nefesh, Rashi says, Vashir, Shtein Nefashos, Vashir Echad, Reveals Vashir Chiyusa Shalaga, that's what you need to survive, Vavachi the Ikri Mes, Achebo Shir Misa. The Shir Mises are, that's what the Chiyus of a person. So if you take away a Revius, Shtei Nefashos Mashma Mishnei B'nei Yodim, Uksiv Meis K'dei Misa Hainu Revius, V'Rabbonu Pligi Alei, Rashi says, V'Amri Achei Ashir Me'odim Echad, V'Nafshas Choser Ksiv, because you follow the Mesoris, V'Rabbonu Nafshas Ksiv. Okay. Maskefa Rabacha Bar Yaakov. Meiko, the Leslie Yeshem Lamikra. Is there anyone that holds that there are times when you don't follow the Mikra? For Tanya, Moisvashal Gedi, Bachalevi Mo, Yocho, Bachalevi Mo, maybe it's Bachalevi Mo, Amrit, Yeshem Lamikra, and we have the Kabbalah. That the way you're supposed to read it is Bachalevimo. So that's how you know that Yisrael is Bosa Bacholov, not Chalev Imo. Now no one argues with this. That's where the Yisrael Bosa Bacholov comes from. So everyone holds it, at times at least, you follow the Mikra, unquestionably. Amrit Yeshem the Mikra. Velekim on the Polig, the Pligi, Bosa Bacholov in Olam the Osir. Is it Taka such a man the Yomer? Like, what other source is there? So the Gemara accepts that challenge and says, we're going to go through all the machleksim, and everybody, I mean, this is a lot of places here in Rishonim. Certainly we find machleksim throughout Shas about Yeshem Lamikra and Yeshem Lamasiris. So whether it means always Yeshem Lamikra, always Lamasiris, when yes, when not, that there are different, all the Gemara proved here is that at times everybody will have to hold Yeshem the Mikra. That's obvious. When you follow the Mikra. So again, the Rishonim and Tosfos talk about when you say such a svara and when you do follow the Besairis. There's all kinds of differences beyond the scope of the Hafiyom Mishiyah by far. So the Gemara is going to give a different interpretation of every machlokes. For Rebbe Rabbanan Bal Kamiflagi, if you need three or five, Rebbe Sovar Yarshiyun Elohim Achrini. In other words, what did the pasuk say? Elohim. So it's a different Elohim than the beginning of the pasuk. So it's another two. Because we're going Yeshem LeMikra, so we're going with Yarshiyun, so we're going with a double, so we're saying that the pasuk is talking about another two, the two we talked about before, and then Asher Yarshiyun Elohim, Mishalim Shnayim L'Yehu, is another two. For Rabbanan Savri, Yarshiyun Daech, the pasuk is, they say the above mentioned Elohim, like the pasuk said that. Rashi, Yarshiyun Elohim Achrini Levad Me Elohim Om Lamala Binatarte Lamala Dumyun Lamata Hare Dalit. While Rabbanan hold the Hech Vahai Yarshiyun Elohim Om Lamala Elohim Om Kan, it's the same one. Well, the other Moshim Rabbi Mashma, so that's how you know two. So two, and then Ein Beis Shokol is three. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Royitz, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Royitz had talked about the Koma Shvu'ayim, what Pligir Rabbanan Aleh. So very good. We follow the Mikra, just like by Bachalei Vimo, that it means Cholah, but no one argues with him. Beis Hillel, the Tanya, does not that Beis Hillel are going with Yeshem of the Cyrus, but they have a different Cheshma. The Tanya, the Keeper, it says three times, but Meha did, to teach us the following drush. Now, Baloi Dinhu. Now the Bryce will explain. Baloi Dinhu, that the Chatos should be kosher with only one Matana. That you don't have to learn it out from the Chiper. We're talking about Besilo Shita, that with one Matana, the Chatos is kosher. So you learn it out from the chita. And now the word says, well, they didn't. You can learn it out from a different drasha. Never domim lamato. Lamato means mechuta sikra. Never domim lamala. Ma domim amor lamato, that would be the ola and the shlomit. Shenosta lamatono achas kiper. There you have to give the chatfila too. And it's essential that you give one. So ma domim amur lamato shenosna b'matano achas kiper av domim amur lamalo, that's lamalo mechut ha-sikra, which is the red line going around the middle of the mizbeach. So that's the chatos. The hema is lamalo mechut ha-sikra. It's arba matanos. So we say av domim amur lamalo shenosna b'matano achas kiper. So you make that hekesh. Therefore, that's the limit that Matana Achas is enough. That should be enough. What do you need any other drushes? So now the Braisa continues. Oikale for Derek Zev, meaning you can go a different path. Nemer Domin Bachutz, in the Chatos, that blood is thrown on the outer Mizbeach. The Nemer Domin Bifnim, in the inner Mizbeach, Madomin Amor Bifnim, Kitzrachas mi Matanas Vayosu like Krum. Everyone's essential, as we say. Matana achas men li akodes, abdomen amurim bechutz, chisur achas mi matonos vayosef flung. That's what you should be saying. That you can't miss any. So the Braisa continues. Nirla mi doime. Let's see, we're donin chutz mi chutz, meaning the top and the bottom, but they're both on the chutz mizbeach. They donin chutz mi pnim. No, okala chuderek zu. Donon Chatos, the Dalit Kronos, Mechatos, Vaber Kronos. The Chatos Pnimi, where Matan Akshem Yakovis, is called the Chatos. And you put it on the Arba Kronos of the Mizbeach, the Pnimi. So, Baal Yochir Zeh, Shein Chatos, the Dalit Kronos. So, At this point, we would say that they're all ma'akeh. All the matanos of achatos are ma'akeh. Of achatos chitzo. Now, with loma, the chita, the chita, the chita, that's what we started off the brisa with. Then they had din, meaning this is the limud. Keeper of a piece of oinosan al-ashloisha. Keeper of a piece of oinosan al-ashtayim. Keeper of a piece of oinosan al-achim. Like the Pesuk is saying, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Keep there, keep there, keep there. It's enough you did three, it's enough you did two, it's enough you did one. So that's what Beis Hillel hold. They learn it out from the keeper, the keeper, the keeper. Not because of Yesh Aim and the Soros. Rab Shimon, Rabbanim Bar Pligi. Rab Shimon saw the Schochelei Boy Krav. You don't need the first one, Lagufa. It's not a reboot. That's inherent, embedded in the very word sukkah. So you don't need, so therefore you have them all for the defanos. So you end up with four mentions of the word sukkah, because you're going yeshay mamikra. The first one is, so you have four defanos. In other words, the first one's the gufa, and then you have four defanos. Rabbanu sabi schocha barikra. Now the first one's the gufa for the word. After that, you don't need fischach. The very word sukkah, calling it a sukkah, implies it is chach. So therefore, you're ending up with four. The first pasuk, you're always going yeshayim lemikra. So it's pasukas, pasukas, pasukas. First one, you take away lagufa. Schach doesn't need its own pasuk, and therefore you end up with four walls. You ratchet down the fourth. Rabbanu Savi Schacha Baikra. So you need one mention of the word, one limud in the word basukais to teach you that you have to cover it with schach, a certain type of covering. That leaves you with three walls, and you ratchet down the third to two. Well, I don't know if that's called the endorsion. Either that or legufa. One legufa, yeah. Be two four. When you call it endorsion.
And then when you're doing schacha, you're only taking one out of the two from that possible.
Right. When you call it endorsion chilos, and when you call it bad legufa, I don't know right now. I can't answer. But we found those two different lashinas. Let's see, Rashi's. We have to learn Rashi's. We have to learn Rashi's. On the fifth line of the Amud, the Chita, the Chita, the Chita, the Sarnosi, the Siri, the Yachid, the Bekifs of the Yachid. So, the Mash of the Sagi, the Kapara Achas, Kidim Beforish. The Mehadin is a Chu, Lichtav Kulon, the Eloi, all the three words we keep there, Eloi Aveksivi, Havi Masayna Medina, the Kulon Matonos Ma'akfi, Sheyocho Loi Garcino. The first lashon of Rashi before, Mami ain't oich chatos, but Arba Kronos. Climb Abba Bishishmon Chatois. Maybe a little schwer. That's why maybe lashon and Zoyiker. by never by chronos. Chulin shmeitzei udachatas loy v'isal koloy. That's why it's better with the middle lashon. Reb Shimon Rabbanu kuli yeshem u'mikras v'yolu. Chimadlis chad v'sukas l'gufei pashaluhu arba. Abu Rabbanu sa'ab yischocha bo'ikra pashaluhu gimel d'famis. He brought the hilchus on the shlishis. Reb Shimon sa'ab yischocha loy bo'ikra. The mikra de madlina l'gufei nafka. Abu loy yischocha loy mikri sukka. Okay, let's go weiter. Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon Bar Kamiflegi, Bar Pligi. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Nafsha is Taitei Mashma. In other words, you go Basa Mikra, the word Nafsha is means Takatu. So if it's a Rabbius from two Mason, it's Matami Ba'aya. Rabbanon Savri, that you take a read it Nafsha is, but it's Nafsha is the Alma. It's like a plural loss, it doesn't mean two. It's like saying in general. I'll call Nafshay's face, well, yeah, but I mean, Nafshay's the Alma. We use the plural many times in speaking. Udhul Yalma, okay. Rashi? Uloilam Chodom Ashma. Alachi Kamar, Alachas, we call Nafshay's face, Sheboilam, on one of the Nafshay's face in the world, Lo Yalma. So now we're going that everybody holds Yeshem Lamikra. Chuli Alma Yeshem Lamikra, meaning the Gemara like goes the other way, that we find at times that we most definitely follow Masoras as opposed to Mikra. For Tanya, it says by Tfilin, the Totafos, the first two times it's Choser, without a Vav between the Pei and the Kaf. Right, and the third time it's the Totafos or a Kanarba. That's four, Dibur Ebi Shmoel, and that's how you know there's four bodies. Rashi, Parsha Shmael, Parsha Kiviyacha, Ksiv L'Toytofas Chosavav, Abul Parsha Zloyim Shmoya, Ksiv L'Toytofas Mole, Reikon Dalit Bottom L'Tulim Shalroish, Abul Shalyad, Eino Elo Achas. Kiva Meri Nitzor. We don't have to dash in the word L'Toytofas for the number four. Tat B'Kaspi, that's in a place, Ishtayim, Paus Bafriki Ishtayim. So that's how you have the four. That's the word, when the Etzim word takes the place. A component here you have a Mount Diyamar, at least Rabbi Shmuel, that definitely follows Yeshem and Masoras and ignores the Mikra. Eloyelam Pligi, there is a machlaikis, and that's a valid mahalach to say that there's a general machlaikis if Yeshem will mikra and Yeshem will Masoiris. Bani me liki Pligi, hechi deshani krami Masoiris. When the reading is different than the Masoiris. In other words, like, it reads it as if there's a vav there, but there's no vav there. But chelev and cholav, it's the same word. We're not talking, right? Yeshem lemikra. So certainly, if it's not like the Masoiris is different, you can't really call the Masoiris being different than the mikra. It's not a different word. When you have a different spelling, so you say the Masoiris is this way, but the reading is this way. The reading is as if there was a vav there. Here you have the same word, chelev, eslam and beis. So certainly you follow the like who says the Masoiris is chelev? It's chelev, that's how you read it. Yadadin in a yeshem lemikra. Rashi, kasmi sheimogam sherosu lo mishtayim ay metad. African, I mean, Logan McCorrel and Stein pass. The Shoni Krum and the Serious Boys, you say, at Kriya, you say, so I'm the Serious. Mother Taita Fais, Besukais, Karnois. Digal Maven with the Shoni Badi Tavaro Dashina. I will call of the Hail of the Kiadodininu, Kulial Mamoidi, the Yeshem the Mikra. You don't call them Serious what a simple reading of the word would be. Then the mikra is like how you talk is supposed to read. But certainly you follow mikra. But the Gemara, we have such an example, and we do find the machlokes. If Yeshem or Mikra Yeshem or Basiris, Bare Yeroa Yira or Yeroa Shalosh Pom Bashana Yeroa or Yira. He had done it, and there's no difference in spelling. Upligi, how we darshan the pasuk. If we darshan it as if it said Yira, like that would be called an Osiris, the way it would the Pashtus read, or the way you Alibanamis read it, Yira. The Tanya Yechonim ben Da'avo Yoyme Shemavidim in Tema, Hasuma Ba'achos Me'enov, Potom and Ariyah from the Eilas Ria, from the Mitzvahs Aliyah Beregel, to go to the Azor with a Karbon. Shenemar, it says right, Yeroa calls Kurchas Pnei Hodayim Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So you darshan Yeroa Yira, you darshan both Yira, you see the Pnei Shechina, the Kri is Yeroa, that you're seen by the Shechina, the Derech Shebo Liros, just like Hashem. This is how Rashi explains the pasuk, the Gemara. The Derech Shebaliros, like you are Yeroeh, the Shechina is coming to see you, so to speak. Kachbal Leiros, Rashi learns Leiros by other people. Maliros b'shteyenov of Hashem, so to speak. Af Leiros b'shteyenov. So if you don't have. Let's see Rashi. Yeroa calls Churcho Ukrin on Yeroa. The Tavayu Darshina. Yeroa calls Churcho Sheyiru Pnei Hashchina. Yeroa Mashmashi because Sheyisroel Lefonov. Yeroa means you shall be seen. So it's like Hashem seeing you. Shibola Roso Hekish Hikish Riyoschol Riyoso. The Devar Shekodesh Baruch Hu Roscho. Kachbol kom leiro slow. Mahuro osvok shu sholem. Shnema eni Hashem alokecha bo mereishus hashana. Avato roe also b'shtei eno. Al ma'abogav d'chi adodei ninu. Darshin and Mesores. It's valid to Darshin and Mesores. Agave chalei vimo ma'amemo galoi lidrush. Chalei vimo was a Mesores that it means cholev. So we're back to that question. Which is in a liquid, would not be called bishul, but would be called frying. Okay.